Gary Green joined the Chiefs when the program was sort of in the wilderness. And so there were a couple of rebuilding efforts that started throughout the 70s, and he joined another one of them.
Stay tough now! Stay tough now!
As the Chiefs came out of that period, came out of those dark ages and began to emerge under Marv Levy, one of the ways that that team had an identity was the secondary was tremendous.
As the new head football coach of the Chiefs, you have many priorities. What's the top of your list?
So far as our priorities in terms of player needs, we know we have to strengthen our defense. As we reviewed the films, we felt in starting to restructure our defense that the defensive secondary had some very good young players in it, players who are going to continue to get better. So we think we can start with the secondary, and we certainly feel that there are encouraging signs there.
You didn't have just Gary Green. You also had Eric Harris. You had Gary Barbaro and later Lloyd Burris in the secondary. And you kind of began to see that team coalescing around a really excellent secondary.
When I came into the league in 76, we were in that transition period. And then when Gary was drafted number one in 77, it just continued that. And it was just a legacy that we seemed to have with the Chiefs of always having a very good secondary, sometimes a very outstanding secondary.
It was a torch that was handed from one group to another group to another group. And for a long time, the secondary was really the only spot other teams feared when they faced the Chiefs.
When I started covering the Chiefs in 1980, Gary had already been in the league for 3 years and had already pretty much established himself as one of the premier cover corners in the league.
This sense of ball awareness, recovery, all of those things became more important as we got into the late 70s. And Gary Green quintessentially had all those skills.
He was almost a textbook kind of corner. He had enough speed to cover guys on longer routes. He was quick, cover guys in those intermediate routes with the cuts. He was strong enough that he could bump at the line of scrimmage and slow people down.
He was a true shutdown corner. When his A game was on, and he always brought his A game, he would actually take players away from an offense.
You know, he was about winning at all costs, and whatever it took to do to help our team and this football team win, that's what Gary was about.
He never lacked for confidence. He always went up to coaches and actually said, I want the best receiver they've got. Put me on him. It can only be the best if I cover the best. And I would say he won more of those battles than he lost.
We took a pride in not letting anybody catch passes on us. We had great rivalries with the old Oakland Raiders, San Diego Chargers, you know, the Air Coryell, and they were throwing 300 yards on everybody and not us.
The thing that I always enjoyed about Gary is that he seemed to have such fun playing. He was vocal in the locker room. Nobody escaped any of his barbs.
You know, some of the preparation, you can get to a point where you get, you know, so wound up in it that you need some levity. And Gary was always one to at least help break the ice with it.
Well, he had a strong personality. I mean, he was kind of the life of the team.
Entertaining if you're a teammate, productive if you're a media member, trouble if you're a coach. Always smiling, always laughing.
I never take anything too serious. I'm always upbeat, always upbeat. I don't care what it is. I don't care how bad it is. We were always great. We were always right there in my mind. We were always this close, and I'm a person that I never stop and look back. I'm always going forward.
It's always a real pleasure for me to get to announce the newest addition to the Chiefs Hall of Fame at this event. And this year, we are delighted to name Gary Green as the 45th member of the Chiefs Hall of Fame.
It is an honor for us to actually have a few players from our day. I don't think, you know, the players in that time frame got the recognition that was deserved. Even though, you know, if you look at our record, yeah, we didn't have the most stellar record early on. But that doesn't diminish the fact that we had some very talented players that were very deserving of this honor.
In his prime, he was among the best players at his position in the National Football League, and he was somebody that offenses had to game plan for. had to try to avoid and did try to avoid when they faced the Chiefs.
Man, I tell you what, it's still hard to believe. To look up later on in life, and I'm getting a call from Clark Hunt, first thing came to my mind was Willie Lanier and Lynn Dawson. And my name is going to be up there with those guys. It's still hard for me to believe because, again, those guys were my idols. And they will always be my idols. And it's hard being up looking down because I've always looked up to those guys up there. And it's the biggest pleasure in the world to have my name upside those guys.
Chiefs Kingdom, let's hear it for our newest Chiefs Hall of Fame member, Gary Greene.